My family and I got a little cabin fever, and we needed to go outside, even though it was pretty cold. We wanted to let our girls play on their scooters and cars. And I was also feeling a little tired and didn't feel like doing much, so I decided in my infinite wisdom that I would just go plop my camping chair down at the end of the driveway and sit there just to make sure the girls didn't go out into the road. Then they could just do everything else they wanted to. I could just sit there, you know, not really take an active role in playing with them, but I could just sit there in a chair, and if they came too close to the road, I could tell them, turn around, go back up the driveway. And I started out that way, and then as Valerie was playing with the girls, she turned to me and said, you're going to have to do more than just sit in a chair. And I'm glad she said that, because that was not being a very present father. That was not playing with my kids. And just given the fact that two girls were riding scooters and cars out in the driveway and simultaneously trying to run over one another and climb on each other's scooters, the father needed to step in and help out and not just sit at the end of the driveway. I needed to be a good father in that moment instead of being lazy and sitting in my camping seat. In Zephaniah chapter 3, we read, sing aloud, O daughter Zion, shout, O Israel, rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion, do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time, and I will save the lame and gather the outcasts, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home. At the time when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. I am thankful during this season of Advent that our everlasting Father is not a Father who sits in a camping seat somewhere out in the midst of space, letting us go about our way as his children. But that the everlasting Father comes and enters into our world and is present with us. The passage that we just read in Zephaniah is just a glimpse into how involved God is in our world and how God steps in and rescues us and frees us and feeds us and clothes us and gives us rescue. We may sometimes neglect the world around us. We may not tend to what we need to, but we have assurance on this day from what we read of in the scriptures and because of our testimony of Christ coming to be with us, to walk among us, to die for our sins, and to be raised from the grave in order to show us that we have the hope of eternal life. We have the glimpse and the picture and the assurance that Jesus Christ is one with the everlasting Father, and that his presence here is a promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so the words of assurance I give you this day is that God is the everlasting Father. God is known through Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ reigns eternal in this world and in heaven. And we know that because the power of the Holy Spirit continues to testify through the church. And so on this day, let us prepare to go with the assurance that we walk this earth with the everlasting Father being right there with us, not sitting at the end of our driveways, but our everlasting Father is intimate with us, saving us, rescuing us, and loving us. Let's bow for prayer. Father, go with us into our world where often we find darkness, sadness, and despair. Remind us of the hope we have in Jesus. Because he was born, died, and rose again, our hope is not confined to this present age. in your own time, whether we come to you or remain until Christ returns, we have the hope of eternity in your home where Christ has promised there are many mansions. Bring us hope anew, we pray.